All right, how you doing, Papa Joe? It's man, this camera is wrong. I have to change the date. The chip must not respond to the spring forward and fall back. At any rate, it has fallen back a day, but we are on the 10th of January. How you doing, pal? We're out with Miles. Miles, can you say hi to Papa Joe?
Hi. Good boy.
And I don't quite know that Miles has comprehended everything, but he is. And it's a cold Saturday morning. We're out doing our daily ritual of getting some shopping done and seeing the Belt Knights. We just saw only in Belton, man. This happens all the time. This is like the bumper sticker capital of the world. They had big, huge sticker that I sent Anthony on the back of a truck that said America Bless God. It's like they either forgot what the mantra is, God bless America, or they really feel like America's going to bless God, not God blessing America, which is just Belton. I tell you what, coming out here, I had some different expectations. I thought, how rural could it be? How bad could it be? Woo! Man. Go into a Walmart at a choice time and you're going to find out real quick. I mean, just some parents of the kids that Zen hangs out with, and just people that we've met around, our neighbors. It's just like, man, what happened? But, you know, it's the flip side to being in the city. In the city, you have the same kinds of people, but it's different circumstances. It's like, you know, messes happen on both sides. It's not even really messes. It's just people's lives are complicated and they get convoluted and they get kind of weird and, you know, kind of out of hand, and that's just the way it is. I'm sure I know people look at Carrie and I that way. I'm by no means saying I'm in the normal section of life. I know we're all a little, I mean, the minute it gets warm, like last night, we're popping out and running around outside and going crazy. Hi, Miles, what's the matter? Does your head hurt? It does? Why does your head hurt, pal? Do your ears still hurt? Okay. But no, we're not going to McDonald's. That's the other thing, pal. I am done. McDonald's has hurt me the last time, I think. Last night was it. I had just got pulverized. And it doesn't even matter what I had. I just had enough that I had that permanent tasty grease thing in my mouth. I want Japan to be here in America. I want sushi to be like the regular thing. I just don't think I would get tired of it. I mean, I just think I would love to have sushi all the time, and I would have no problems with that. Maybe every once in a while I'll mix it up, maybe have a buffalo wing, something very extreme here or there, but overall, I can dig up on the whole sushi experience. Anyways, I think after we talked yesterday, I saw an enormous bird fly over, and it's just, I still have all these fleeting images of birds that relate to you and to what's going on, and how we're all getting through everything we're getting through. And I hope with all my dreams and everything that I'm talking to with Mom that she's not getting freaked out. I just, you know, it's a lot of things you got to get off your chest, like having these little recordings that I have to put out there. I have to have that conversation. And I just figured it'd be fun to have a recorded version of this because I have the camera. So I think it's just good to put out there in the ether instead of bottling it up. But see, other than that, Bozo Bush, 10 days and counting, I think. Yeah, today, 10 days. Oh, thank God. How delightful is that going to be? Not only getting him out, but to see Obama up there taking care of business. But we're heading into some rough times, pal. But it'll be all good. And that Blagojevich from Illinois, I'd love to talk to you about this dude. This dude is either completely getting rowed by everybody around him, and he's completely innocent, or he has to be one of the most insane dudes on the planet, because this guy, his level of being off the charts is just wow. I mean, this is one of those dudes where you just got to be like, man, no matter what happens, you are going to step in a eternal pile of shit for the rest of your life, no matter where you go and how you go about it. So yeah, that guy's a fucking class act. Yeah, you know, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about too, which is interesting, is the auto industry is getting folded up. I'd love to hear your take on that. I'm sure you would have said it's a long time. I kind of remember when Bush got in the first time, you were like, you know, this guy's going to have us in a war and have us in a pickle financially within a year. And he did, and then he ruined it in his second term. See, people couldn't get enough ruination in that first term. They had to fucking take that card, swipe it through, and get more pain, you know? And you were right about it. And I'm sure you'd be right about, you know, the auto industry going through its woes, that it was always heading down that path. If they didn't get alternative fuels or find a way to get a more compact car or accommodate the customer better, they were going to start folding up. But it's just like everything with this bailout. Again, it would be great to talk about, because it's like, and you know, both of us would be the same way. Like, what the fuck, man? We have to bail out under a Republican administration a wave of people that have just completely fleeced the flock. All these people that are blue collar are losing their 401ks and pensions because you had to make all your money. But oh no, the government's going to come in, bail you out, and own that. The government now owns a lot of little pieces of Wall Street. How fucked up is that? I mean, our whole mantra with the Republicans and Bush was, we want less government. What's that? We're bailing them out. We're giving them all this power. What's that? It's like they're so fucking dumb, these people that followed Bush and voted for him again and wanted to vote for McCain. It's like, haven't you got enough pain? Haven't you felt the sting enough? You know? But, you know, out of everything like that, you get a stronger, better organism in a Darwinian mode, and that is going to be Obama. It is Obama. Man. Ah, so nice. At any rate, I love you, old man. I hope you're doing good over there on the other side. Miles, can you say bye-bye to Papa Joe? Can you say bye-bye? Is your head hurt? Say bye-bye to Papa Joe.
Good boy.
Till next time.